We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, 9:39. I'm already offended. Bryce Harper's not on yet. Maria, who
he's
works
hustling
here,
to the phone.
Maria has never paid any attention whatsoever to this show.
And none.
Now all of a sudden, Bryce Harper's. I don't like her attitude. It's upsetting me, Al. We're here every day. Why doesn't she look at us that way? Anyway, Al, there's two items here on the fantastic auction that Bryce Harper's involved
What's
in.
He got?
I want to tell you about before Bryce jumps in on us. This is a one-of-a-kind item. Bryce Harper, Allen Iverson, authentic Phillies combined jersey.
Oh.
Now, they both wore number three. Allen did, and Bryce does. Al, you can get it. It's autographed by both Bryce and Allen Iverson. Cool. It's authentic. It's been authenticated, as have the autographs. It's a size 48 jersey, so it'll fit everybody. And it is just a one-of-a-kind item. And you can bid on it right now. Al, it is getting more bids than a morning with the WIP morning
show. Oh, no, really?
It is at 1,100. Frankly, 1,100, that's worth way more than that.
Oh, God, yeah.
So go to Fantastic, P-H-A-N-T-A-S-T-I-C, auction at the WIP website, and get a bid on that because it's for a great cause. The other item, wow.
What is it?
The other item's unbelievable. Kids wiffle ball party at the yard. With all-star outfielder Bryce Harper,
nice.
Who
cool.
is on the line with us right now. Bryce, we're honored to have you on our show. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And we are auctioning a wiffle ball party at the ball yard, at the yard, the new place. And Bryce will oversee it, and it's for 10 field-level tickets. Bryce, you played wiffle ball when you were a kid, right?
It was my favorite. You know, me and my friends and my dad and my family and stuff like that, we'd always play, and you know, this really hits home, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. You know, I think just going out there and hanging out and playing some wiffle ball with some kids and just enjoying our time at the yard, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
All right, it is kind of sobering out. That bid right now is at $9,000. Our bid to be with us, Bryce, is $570. we're nowhere near as popular as you. Tell us what life has been like for you so far in Philadelphia.
It's been a lot of fun. You know, I think the biggest thing for me and my wife is, you know, everybody opened their arms to us and, you know, made us part of the family. And, you know, it's been an easy transition for us. You know, it's been a lot of fun to be able to come into a new city and a new stadium and be able to be on a great team with a lot of great guys. And, you know, we're a team that, you know, pulling on the same rope every single day and no individual players, you know, playing for the name on the front. And, you know, I think that just goes a long way for, you know, what we're trying to do. And, you know, we're just very excited to be part of it and to be here as well.
Hey, Bryce, is the atmosphere in the ballpark any different than it was in the years you played in D.C.?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a different type of fan. You know, D.C. is a great place to play. I enjoyed my time there, of course. You know, I think they are a great fan base. It's a new fan base, of course, you know, being in a city where, you know, the Nationals are kind of a new franchise, but they've been around for a little bit now. But Philly, you know, there's so much history in Philly. There's so much history with fans and with sports and with teams and things like that. And it's just really cool to be able to be part of a franchise that has been around for a long period of time. And, you know, they really understand, you know, what it means to win, what it means to play in this city. It's like I said, you know, it's such a blue collar city, and I want to be able to go out there and work hard for these fans, for this city and for this town, and do the things I can to hopefully bring a championship back here and, you know, do everything I can possible for this community and this city. And, I look forward to, you know, my time here.
Bryce, I've been doing this job 30 years. I've never seen anyone handle adversity any better than you have the first month or so. You've been in a bit of a slump. Can you tell us what that's like when you're starting out? Is there extra pressure because of the big contract?
For me, no. I mean, I just, there's times we're going to go through it. You know, I went through this last year at the beginning of the year. do I think I was going to go through it again right now? No, I didn't. But of course, you know, things happen. It's part of, you know, the journey. It's part of the life. And of course, you know, I don't want to struggle. I don't want to go out there and, you know, go 0-for-4 and punch out, you know, 2 or 3 times. I mean, that's just not, not who I am. That's not how I want to be. I got to get better. I got to be better. And everybody knows that. I know that myself. And, you know, when I walk off the field, you know, at night, you know, the game's over. I got to turn the page and get back to the next day. And I think that's the beautiful thing of baseball. We play every single night. I love going out there. I love, you know, being out there for my guys, for my team. And I got to do it on both sides of the ball. I got to play good outfield. I got to run the bases well. And I got to hit. You know, big thing for me is I got to hit. I enjoy hitting. I enjoy going to the plate and, you know, doing those things. And, I mean, you know, I just want to win ball games, and you know, with the Phillies on my chest, and you know, with the guys that we do have in that clubhouse, you know, we have a special group, we have a special team, and I look forward to you know, going out there and playing the game the right way every single day, and trying to get the job done.
Well, that's the part that I think is really connecting with the crowd right now, because you made 4 amazing catches in the last 3 games, diving, sprawling, sliding. And you're able to detach the struggles at the plate with the defense. Is that difficult?
No, because I mean, my pitchers, my team need me out there. I gotta be able to go out there and separate. You know, at the plate right now, of course, I'm not doing what I should be doing. But I can't take that into the field with me. You know, for me, it's about going out there and doing things the right way, playing the game the right way, and understanding that hey, sometimes you're gonna go through a struggle. Sometimes it's not gonna be all, you know, happy unicorns and rainbows and things like that. And, you know, it's just part of the game. It's part of the process of, you know, trying to get better, trying to do right things and, you know, doing it the right way. And if I can do it every single day in the outfield and hopefully at the plate here pretty soon, you know, then we'll be okay.
When you were a little kid, did you learn to play this way then? Or is it just natural for you to go after everything all the way?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, my dad always told me, don't come onto the field unless you're going to play hard, you know, plain and simple. And I mean, my dad, I remember, you know, this one time I was about 9 or 10 years old and we were playing, you know, a throwaway game in Vegas, just, you know, randomly at a ballpark. And I didn't run a ball out and sat my ass on the bench. Said, you'll never do that again. He goes, if you do that ever again, you're not going to play this game. Wow. And, you know, that's how it was. And I mean, I owe that to the guys on my team. I owe that to this city. I owe that to these fans. And, I mean, that's part of, you know, I think who I am and what I want to do. You know, I want to play this game hard. I want to play it the right way every single day, no matter what. And these fans deserve that. You know, my teammates deserve that. And, you know, myself as well. You know, I got to do everything I can to play hard, play the game the right way, and good things will happen. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, I just want to play the game hard. I want to play it the right way. I want to be good at it each and every day. And, you know, I want to be successful as well.
Hey, Bryce, from the day you got here, you were a team leader. We saw it right away. If you saw a teammate who wasn't doing that, would you talk to him?
Yeah, I mean, I think individually, you know, I think everybody goes about it a different way. You know, I'm very, you know, I'm not the rah-rah scream and yell and, you know, try to fight somebody kind of thing. That's just not who I am. But if I have a problem or something like that, then I'll take them to the side, you know, individually and give them a talk, you know, and hopefully get through to them. And I think a lot of guys on this team are like that. You know, I think there's a lot of guys in this club that really understand how to do it the right way, how to approach the game, how to talk to people individually. And I think, you know, certain things work for certain people that don't work for some other people. And, you know, you have to understand that, hey, you know, maybe yelling and screaming doesn't work for this guy. Maybe it does for this guy. So individuality is huge in the game. You know, you never want to come into a situation and sit there and go, oh, I'm the leader, I'm this, I'm that. I just want to be able to lead by example and do the things, you know, the right way that everybody can see and go, hey, you know, he plays the game the right way. And if I do need to talk to somebody, I can go back to him. They can't come back to me and go, well, you're not doing this or you're not doing that. I never want to be in that situation. I want to be able to play this game hard. Understand that my guys have my back and I have theirs as well. And when we need to talk and, you know, do something about something else, then we'll do that.
Bryce, what's your relationship like with Gabe Kapler?
Oh, it's been great. You know, he really understands and, you know, is very genuine with all the guys on the team. I think he really cares and understands, you know, the game and things like that. He gets it. You know, he's just very genuine with each guy. He's very smart with the game and what he wants to do. And, you know, I've enjoyed this last, you know, two and a half months from spring training until now to really get to know him as a person and as a manager as well.
Did you get to meet Bruce Willis last night, Bryce?
I did, yes.
All right, here's what I want to know. Is it better to be a sports hero or a movie star?
I mean, you look at celebrities and things like that, and movie stars want to be athletes, and, you know, athletes want to be movie stars, or, you know, athletes want to be singers, and singers want to be athletes. So I think everybody is, you know, born to do what they do. And, you know, I think being able to be a professional baseball player is one of the coolest things in the world. You know, being able to go out there and play a game and have some fun each and every day, go to the ballpark every single day, and be around the guys that you are. I think, you know, at the end of this, you know, when I'm done, when all, you know, said and done, I think the thing that I'll miss is just the relationship with all the players and things like that. You know, being in the locker room and hanging out and, you know, going onto the field and competing. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that, you know, I love to do. I love to compete. I love to go out there and, you know, win as a team. And, you know, it's a team sport. You know, it's not about I or individual, you know, accolades or anything like that. When you go out there and play the game the right way, you know, good things happen. And I definitely pick, you know, professional athlete, baseball player over anything else.
You probably get some acting opportunities along the way. Anyway, Bryce, last thing, I'm just really curious. You've been famous since you were 16. Is it good to be famous?
There's good and bad things. You know, I think our lives, especially in today's world, are at the forefront. You know, Twitter, Instagram, social media, things like that. I came through in a social media era. So it's definitely, you know, everybody knew what was going on. Everybody knew what was happening. So I think that was, you know, one of the harder parts for me and my family to understand. But now I think we have a good grasp on you know, a lot of things. You know, I have an amazing wife. I have an amazing family. There's a lot of things that are bigger than baseball. And, you know, you have to understand that. The game is, you could never let the game get too big. And you have to understand to stay on that, you know, even scale and never get too high, never get too low. And, you know, just understand that it's a game that we play. We have a lot of fun doing it. Of course, there's a lot of stress, and, you know, it's not like you're going to get a juice box after the game if you're, you know, win or lose. So you have to understand that this is a job too. This is what you do. This is your life. And I hope you you love what you do. And I do, you know, it's something that I really enjoy doing. And, you know, beyond media and fans, they have a job to do as well. So you can never get mad at, you know, what people say or how they say it, because they have a job to do as well. So you have to respect that. You have to understand that and go about your business the right way. Play the game the right way. Play it hard. And, you know, hopefully win some ball games.
We'll be out there cheering for you today, Bryce. Thank you so much for doing this. I really enjoyed it. It meant a lot to everybody.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Bryce Harper, Phillies. He'll be in the lineup today for sure, Al. And remember, there's two items. Kids Wiffle Ball Party at the Yard with Bryce.
Pretty cool.
What a great guy,
that
man.
Is.
10
awesome.
Field level tickets for a Phillies 2019 home game, 7:05, up to 8 kids, 2 adults. All you got to do is go to Fantastic, Phantastic Auction at the WIP website and place that. And the other one is the Bryce Harper, Allen Iverson combined jersey. Now, before we give our prizes away, that also fantastic item. Right now, that's at $1,100 out. That's going to go higher for sure.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.